Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, hey, it's me, Al. Oh, sorry, I was just going through some old memories, my forgotten echoes. I gotta clear out my memory banks every so often, otherwise I start to go a little loopy and I can't remember anything.
Oh, hi, Barty.
Hey, Bob. I don't want to keep harping on about this. It feels like I've been saying this a lot, but I do prefer Bartholomew.
Yeah, I know.
Gentlemen, I heard your stoic silence from the hallway, and I wanted to interrupt it with this thing that I found. I believe it's called a board game. It says Monopoly on the front. So, I don't know, I thought maybe we could have a bonding experience and we could play together. There's lots of pieces.
I don't guess it couldn't hurt anything, could it, Barney?
Bartholomew. I don't know, Beatrix.
Nah.
I've played that game before. In fact, we all have.
No! I don't have any recollection of that whatsoever. In fact, Bartholomew, if you've played it before, you can explain the rules to me because they just don't make that much sense.
I don't want to take away anyone else's choice, and I'm willing to reconsider, but I would very much like to be the horse and rider icon.
Are you two still playing that game?
I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, it's the really the only game that we have access to, Bob.
It has a monopoly on our board game playing.
Yeah, I would like to continue to be the thimble, please. I really enjoy the thimble.
Okay, well, Bob, if you'd like to join us, we're starting the best of 15 match now, but you could come in from behind, maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure this game will only make our friendship and bond stronger.
That's what I've heard about it. It says that on the box.
What makes you think that after 14 times of saying I don't want to play, that now suddenly I want to play on the 15th?
I don't know. I thought maybe you'd stop being so, you know, up your own butt that you'd actually sit down with us and play for once.
Oh, fine. You want me to be less up my own butt? Fine. Okay, I'll just stop keeping a lookout for the creature that's going to kill us all, and I'll just come sit here. Here, what am I? Here. Oh, look, I'm a dog.
Okay. All right. Now you have to play. You've got a piece on the board. So, you know, it's Jumanji rules.
I'm landing on Park Place. What does that mean?
I think that meant he went backwards.
Fine, I'll go the other direction. I'm on Connecticut Ave. What's that mean?
Well, you have the option to make a purchase, if you'd like. And then it's your property, and you can negotiate it with it as you please.
Wait, if I own the property, does that mean no one else can come on the property?
Well, I mean, we can come and visit. We'd be happy to pay you some rent if we were to do that.
No, I want to barricade it. This is it? Where's, like, there's no barbed wire in this game? How am I supposed to protect the property if I buy it?
Well, you buy a bunch of houses that make us pay more money to come see you, which dissuades us from wanting to come see you. I mean, why wouldn't anyone want to come see you right now? But, you know. The purpose of the game, Bob, is to get as many of these properties as you can so that you feel this void inside of yourself fulfilled by, you know, having more things. Because apparently it's very lonely to only be alone on your one little block that you've barricaded up so you can't go outside and you can't feel comfortable going even down to the river. I mean, that's not mimicking real life or anything.
Who in their right mind would buy more than one place when we can't even protect one place?
Bartholomew, I think it's your turn.
Yeah. I'm on Connecticut.
I shoot you. Look, I'm knocking your piece over.
No, that's not... Ah!
I think you're playing Risk. Look, maybe we can work together, right? Like, okay, maybe instead I didn't land on Connecticut. I landed on Vermont.
No, but that's cheating.
Yeah, but it's a teachable moment. So you know, now I have Vermont and you have Connecticut. Maybe we could trade.
Why would I want to do that? You stay on your side and I'll stay on my side. Look, there's a line right here between the two.
Bartholomew, maybe you and I should just invest in a property together and let Bob have his moment. I mean, not that I want to, you know, have a property with you.
I mean, that'd be a lot of time together.
Yeah, it would be a lot of time to.
it's nice.
Do you guys need to be alone for a moment?
I mean, is that an option?
Fine, I'll be outside, and I am never playing board games ever again.
Fine with me.
Yeah, we're gonna share Connecticut anyway.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Bob. We're playing Monopoly.
I hear it's a great game that brings people together. I thought it would be a really fun idea to, you know, have us all sit down and get to know each other a little better.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, let me just turn the stove off. Okay, it'll be fine. Cool.
And you're going to participate in the joy of the experience.
Well, if it's a game, yeah, why wouldn't I?
I'm really interested to see how you two participate in an activity where we have to work together. I think it'll be a really eye-opening experience that I look forward to very much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Okay.
So long as we're all in this to have some fun.
Well, why else would we be into it?
Yeah. Barty?
Okay. Yep, you're right. I just know that this game can bring out certain sides of people.
What kind of...
Barty, it's like you have some weird agenda going on here or something.
Well, isn't that just rich, you saying that I might have a weird agenda? I play this game in a perfectly acceptable manner.
Right, no, sorry, okay.
I like this thing that fits on my finger.
That's...
It tastes like metal.
It's a thimble. It's a piece. Don't eat it, Beatrix. It's a playing piece. Okay. Why don't we just pick it up off the floor, Beatrix, and let's put it here on the table.
Oh, all right.
Cool.
All right. I'll be horse and rider. I'll go first, and... Oh, looks like I landed on Connecticut.
Oh, that seems like a nice property.
I'm going to purchase it.
Okay. Why are you staring at us? Just purchase it.
Yeah, just buy it.
I'm going to purchase it, and then it'll belong to me. I hope that doesn't threaten either of you.
You seem like you are really, I don't know, invested in having this. Invested, because it's an investment. Oh, I get it. That's why Bartholomew likes it. Double entendres.
Beatrix, where's your piece? Beatrix, open your mouth.
No.
Beatrix?
It tastes like pennies.
Beatrix, it's your roll, so you need to put the piece down so you can roll the die.
Oh, I already put another piece down. I'm just having this one in my mouth now. I like the top hat. Oh. I roll.
Okay.
Oh, I'm on Connecticut, too.
Oh. Well, I mean, it's already mine.
Well, what about this? What if I invest alongside you and we can own the property together? Wouldn't that be cute?
That's not how the game works, guys. No. You pay rent, so you have to now pay rent to your landlord, Beatrix. You have to pay him.
Well, hang on, Bob. Beatrix, you want to own a property together with me?
Well, yeah, in the spirit of the game, wouldn't it be nice if we could just own a property together? We could pretend to be, you know, like we're a real estate mogul couple who's going around the board purchasing all of these places together. I think that would be really cute. I don't know. It might be kind of fun.
I think that would be nice. And that is absolutely permitted. Let me just fold
up
guys, the rules
no,
and
there
put
are
them
rules,
in my back
there are
pocket
rules
right
to this
now.
Game. There are rules that we need to follow here, okay? So let's just follow the rules. Beatrix, you need to pay $18 to the fine gentleman landlord.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. The dog also tastes like pennies.
This is the enhanced edition of the game, Bob. In these rules that I folded up and put away so that no one else can see them, it says that sharing property is permitted on Connecticut.
Does it?
Blech.
Oh, let me just take this pistol here and set it on the table. And why don't we all just play nice, huh?
You want to use a pistol as your gaming piece?
Can I put that in my mouth?
No!
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
No, you can't put it in your mouth.
Scene.
Woo, we did it.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hi, we're the narrators of Midst.
What's Midst? It's very simple. It's a weird, surrealist, fourth-wall-breaking, reality-bending, science-fantasy space western about a small doomed planet floating in a cosmic ocean of spooky darkness.
Upon whose alien landscape an ensemble cast of characters, including a crotchety outlaw, a freakishly virtuous cultist, and a diabolical businessman, make awful decisions and fight like hell to survive when the moon falls out of the sky and a large number of terrible things happen in rapid succession.
It's exciting, it's funny, it's scary. It's got neat sound, weird music, amazing visuals, and every episode comes with bonus content you can read and examine.
Midst is performed solely by yours truly, as the three of us narrate all the action, play all of the characters, and bend a lot of the rules about how telling stories is normally supposed to work.
Midst is pretty fun, very strange, and it feels like VR for your brain.
We believe you'll enjoy it, or maybe you won't, but there's really only one way to find out. You're gonna have to listen to Midst.